All right, welcome back for another deep dive with us. This time, we're going to be looking at a proposed company retreat, and this one is in Sweden.
Oh, Sweden.
Yeah, so this should be fun. The documents we're looking at today are a really interesting mix. They've got strategic business goals, but they've also got a lot of Swedish culture kind of woven in. And it looks like they're planning to have this retreat at a renovated farmstead called Kopparz. Ever heard of it?
I have, yeah. Kopars is a Helsingegård. It's a type of traditional Swedish farmstead.
Okay, so it's not just some random farm they picked out. This is an actual thing.
No, it's very intentional. These Helsingegårds are known for these beautifully decorated farmhouses.
So I'm picturing like rolling hills, forests.
Exactly, yeah. Very idyllic. And they often have multiple buildings,
Oh,
like
wow.
little cottages and workshops and stuff.
Like a little village?
Yeah, kind of. And they're often associated with warmth, family, connection to nature.
Huh.
So you can see why a company might choose this for a retreat
Yeah.
instead of a, stuffy hotel conference room.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I'm already feeling more relaxed just thinking about it. So, what do you think they're hoping to achieve by having the retreat at this kind of unique place?
Well, I think they're really trying to create a specific atmosphere. Like you said, it's more relaxed, more informal. It takes people out of their usual work environment.
So, it's like a reset button.
Exactly. A fresh start.
I like it. And speaking of getting a fresh start, these documents actually refer to this retreat as a kickoff, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, kickoff is a deliberate choice.
It implies the start of something new.
Right, definitely. And when you look at the companies involved, we've got Zelli AB and Adirian Group. It seems like they're trying to use this retreat to really solidify their partnership.
Interesting. So maybe it's not just about a fresh start for the employees, but for the companies themselves too.
It could be like they're hitting reset on their relationship.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to say there's tension between these two companies. But as I was reading through these documents, I got the sense that maybe things haven't been perfect between them. There were some hints about communication gaps and needing to improve collaboration.
You're picking up on something important there. It does seem like they're acknowledging that there are some challenges and that
Ooh.
this retreat is partly about addressing those head on.
Okay, so it's not all just fun and games in the Swedish countryside. There's a real strategic purpose behind this.
Absolutely.
They're trying to achieve some concrete goals here, not just boost morale.
Right. They want to come out of this retreat with a shared vision, a stronger sense of trust, and actual action plans for the future.
Wow, okay. This is getting interesting. So let's dive into the agenda itself. How are they actually planning to make all this happen in just 3 days?
Well, it all starts with something they call a walk and talk.
Walk and talk. What's that?
Yeah, it's intriguing.
I mean, I can picture it. Everyone out there scrolling through the Swedish countryside,
Right, exactly.
maybe stopping for some fika along the way.
Maybe, yeah.
But I have a feeling it's probably more than just a casual stroll.
You'd be right. It's actually quite structured. They designed a specific hiking route with designated stops along the way. And at each stop, they're going to be focusing on a different aspect of their partnership.
Huh.
So think of it like a walking brainstorming session.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, each step is bringing them closer to a shared understanding.
Okay, I like that. So, what kinds of things are they discussing at these stops?
Well, they're tackling the big stuff: communication, responsibility, trust, goals, visions, team dynamics, all of it.
Wow, that's a lot to cover.
Yes. But they've got it all planned out. At
Yeah.
each stop, they're going to have presentations, in-depth discussions, really encouraging everyone to share their perspectives and brainstorm solutions together.
So, it's like a mental marathon disguised as a relaxing walk.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But remember, they are doing this in the middle of some pretty stunning scenery.
True, true.
Imagine hiking through those forests, breathing in the fresh air,
Okay, yeah.
all those beautiful Helsingegård farmhouses dotting the landscape. It can be really conducive to creativity and open communication.
Yeah, I can see that. So it's like they're combining the best of both worlds,
Exactly.
structured discussions and the restorative power of nature. I like it. But let's get into the specifics of these discussion topics. What's first on the agenda for this walk and talk?
Well, first stage is all about communication.
Like so.
And they start off with a pretty blunt self-assessment. It says, how is our internal communication today? Where are the gaps?
Ooh, straight to the point.
Yeah, no beating around the bush here.
So they're not afraid to admit that their communication could be better.
Not at all. In fact, I think that honesty is key. It sets the stage for a more productive discussion.
Yeah, I agree.
Because once they acknowledge the challenges, then they can start brainstorming solutions.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they do next. The document says, how can we create more transparent and constructive communication between departments and teams?
So they're not just dwelling on the problems.
Nope. They're actively looking for ways to improve.
I like their approach. Yeah. Very proactive. But communication is just one piece of the puzzle. What's next on their walking agenda?
Well, the second stage focuses on responsibility and trust, which are obviously crucial for any successful partnership.
Absolutely.
So they're asking questions like, how do we view responsibility within the team and organization? Are there any ambiguities regarding who is responsible for what?
Interesting. So it seems like they're trying to anticipate any potential friction points. You know, merging two companies can lead to confusion about roles and responsibilities.
Exactly. They're getting ahead of that.
Smart.
But they're also going deeper than just the practical stuff. They're asking, what can we do to build trust within the management team and between employees?
Yeah, that's important. I mean, trust is the foundation of any good relationship, whether it's personal or professional.
Exactly.
But I'm curious, how do you even begin to build trust in a situation like this, where you have two groups of people who may not know each other very well?
Well, there are all sorts of techniques they could use. Team building exercises, workshops on communication. The key is to create opportunities for genuine connection, shared experiences.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's not just about signing agreements and shaking hands. It's about building real relationships.
Exactly.
And that's what I find so fascinating about this retreat.
They're really approaching this merger with a level of depth and intentionality that you don't always see.
Agreed. Okay, so we've got communication and trust covered. What's the third stop on their walk and talk adventure?
The third stop is all about aligning their goals and visions.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're asking questions like, how can we reconcile the two companies' visions and goals in a way that everyone can agree on?
Which is a big question. I mean, what if their visions and goals are fundamentally different? Can you really force two companies to agree on everything?
That's a valid concern. And I suspect they will encounter some debate during this stage of the walk. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Conflict, when managed constructively, can actually lead to more innovative solutions.
Okay, yeah, I see your point. It's about finding a way to integrate those different perspectives, not suppressing them.
Exactly.
But all this walk and talk sounds pretty intense.
It is a lot to take in.
Are they giving these folks any time to relax and process all this information?
Oh, absolutely. They've built in breaks and opportunities for reflection throughout the day. And after the walk and talk, they have time scheduled for everyone to relax back at Coppers. You know, enjoy those incredible saunas and hot tubs. Just connect on a more informal level.
Yes, the saunas. That's the part I'm most envious of.
I know, right.
But it's more than just a luxury perk. Saunas are a big part of Swedish culture.
They are. Almost a ritual for relaxation and social bonding.
Which is perfect for a retreat like this.
Exactly. So they're not just providing a place to unwind. They're offering a taste of Swedish culture, creating a shared experience that can further strengthen the bond between these companies.
It's brilliant. They've managed to weave cultural immersion right into the fabric of the retreat.
They have.
I'm impressed. But we've still got one more stage of the walk and talk to cover. What's the final topic on their agenda?
The final stage focuses on team dynamics and collaboration.
Makes sense.
They're wrapping up with the human element.
Right.
Because you can have all the shared goals and visions in the world, but if your team can't work together effectively, it's not going to matter.
Very true.
So they're asking questions like, what strengths and weaknesses do we see in our team dynamics? How can we create a more collaborative and inclusive climate where everyone feels heard?
So they're not just assuming that good teamwork will magically happen.
Nope. They're creating a space for people to reflect on their own strengths and weaknesses, identify potential areas for improvement, and develop strategies for working better together.
It's a really thoughtful approach. I like it. This whole walk and talk is an ingenious concept.
Yes.
They've managed to pack so much into a single day. In-depth discussions, problem solving, team building, cultural immersion. It's impressive. But what happens after they've walked the walk and talked the talk?
Well, that's where day three comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because day three is all about putting those insights into action.
Ah, okay. So they're not just going to leave all that hard work up in the Swedish mountains.
Not at all.
They're going to bring it back down to earth.
Exactly.
And make it real.
Precisely.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more about day three.
Well, it all revolves around a workshop that's specifically designed to capture the key takeaways from the previous 2 days and transform them into actionable plans.
Ah, so it's the implementation phase of the retreat.
You got it.
I like it. No more vague promises or good intentions.
Right.
They're walking away with actual to-do lists.
Exactly.
But I'm curious, how do they address the whole issue of merging two company cultures?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ensuring that those action plans actually stick once everyone's back in their usual routines.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's not an easy one to answer.
No, it's not.
Merging cultures takes more than just shared goals and action plans.
Right.
It requires a real shift in mindset and behavior.
Yeah.
But from what I can see in these documents, they're not naive to this challenge. They've actually woven cultural integration into the fabric of the retreat itself.
Oh, how so?
Well, remember how we talked about the variety in lodging options?
Yeah, the different cottages and houses.
Right. That's not just about encouraging interaction.
It's also about cultural exchange.
Exactly.
Hmm, interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way.
So imagine you're a Zelli AB employee. You're used to doing things a certain way. And you find yourself sharing a cottage with a group of Aderian Group colleagues. You're bound to learn something new about their approach, their values, even their sense of humor.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those informal interactions can be really powerful.
They can. They break down barriers, foster a sense of shared identity.
It's brilliant. They've created a microcosm of the merged company within this charming Swedish farmstead.
Exactly.
I'm seriously impressed with their planning.
Me too.
But let's be real for a second. All this thoughtful planning doesn't come cheap.
Sure.
What kind of investment are we talking about here?
Well, the document mentions a price of 6,000 Swedish kroner per person for the entire retreat.
Wow. That's not insignificant.
No, it's not.
But when you consider everything that's included, the meals, the accommodation, those amazing saunas, all the activities.
Yeah, it starts to feel like a pretty good value.
I think so, too. It's clear that they're not cutting corners. They're investing in creating a truly immersive experience.
Absolutely. And that commitment to quality shows how seriously they're taking this merger.
Yeah, I agree. They're not just going through the motions. They're all in. It makes you wonder if this level of care and attention to detail is any indication. This merger has the potential to be something really special.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. But before we get too carried away, let's just touch on the practicalities for a second. What about the booking terms? Anything unusual there?
Not really, no. Pretty standard stuff. Like a 50% charge per person if the number of participants decreases less than 5 days before arrival.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
To protect the venue.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've explored this incredible setting,
mm-hmm. The
carefully planned agenda, their thoughtful approach to cultural integration, even the financial side of things. What are your final thoughts on this retreat proposal? What stands out to you the most?
I think what impresses me the most is the holistic approach they've taken. They're not just focusing on the practicalities of the merger. They're addressing the human element as well.
Yeah.
They're creating a space for vulnerability, connection, shared experiences.
And they're doing it all in this beautiful Swedish setting. It's really inspiring. It reminds us that business, at its core, is about people.
It is.
And when you create an environment where people feel valued, heard, and inspired, amazing things can happen.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, I want to leave our listeners with a question. If you are tasked with designing a retreat to bridge the gap between two merging companies, what elements would you prioritize and why? It's something to ponder as we wrap up our deep dive into this intriguing Swedish adventure. Thanks for joining us.
Day 3 is all about putting insights into action.
Oh, so they're not just going to leave all that hard work up in the Swedish mountains.
No, they're bringing it back down to earth, making it real.
Okay, good. I like it.
They planned a workshop specifically designed to capture the takeaways from the previous 2 days and turn them into actionable plans.
Ah, so it's the implementation phase of the retreat.
You got it.
So what's on the agenda for day 3? More hiking? More saunas?
Probably not more hiking.
Okay.
It looks like they'll be using a structured process to guide the participants. First, they'll summarize the key themes and insights that emerged during the walk and talk.
Right, makes sense.
Then they'll brainstorm concrete steps they can take to implement those insights back in their daily work.
Okay.
And finally, each group will present their action plans to the larger group.
So they're fostering a sense of shared accountability.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a smart way to ensure everyone leaves the retreat with a clear understanding of what they need to do next. No more vague promises or good intentions that fade with time. They're walking away with tangible action items.
Right.
But I'm curious, how do they address the potential challenge of merging two distinct company cultures? You know, ensuring those action plans actually stick once everyone's back in their usual routines.
That's a crucial point. Merging cultures isn't easy. It takes more than just shared goals and action plans.
Right.
It requires a fundamental shift in mindset and behavior.
Yeah.
And from what I can see in these documents, they're not naive to this challenge. They've actually woven cultural integration into the fabric of the retreat, right down to the lodging arrangements.
Oh, right. We talked about how the variety in lodging options could encourage interaction and a sense of community, but I hadn't thought about it from a cultural perspective.
Right. It's subtle, but it's clever.
How do you think that plays into their strategy?
Well, imagine you're a Zelly AB employee, used to a certain way of doing things, and you find yourself sharing a cottage with a group of Adirian Group colleagues.
Okay.
You're bound to learn something new about their approach and their values, even their sense of humor.
Yeah, I can see that.
Those informal interactions outside of the structured workshops and discussions can be incredibly powerful in breaking down barriers and fostering a sense of shared identity.
It's almost like they're creating a microcosm of the merged company within the confines of this charming Swedish farmstead.
Exactly.
It's subtle, but incredibly clever.
It is.
But let's be honest, all this thoughtful planning doesn't come cheap. What about the financial aspect of this retreat? What kind of investment are we talking about?
The document mentions a price of 6,000 Swedish kronor per person for the entire retreat.
Wow, that's, well, it's not insignificant.
No, it's not.
But when you consider everything that's included, full board with meals and drinks accommodation in those beautiful Helsingagårds, access to the saunas and hot tubs, not to mention all the carefully designed workshops and activities, it starts to feel like a pretty good value.
I agree. It's clear they're not cutting corners. They're investing in creating a truly immersive and transformative experience for these participants.
Right.
And that commitment to quality speaks volumes about how seriously they're taking this merger.
Yeah, they're not just going through the motions. They're going all in.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? If this level of care and attention to detail is any indication, I have a feeling this merger has the potential to be something truly special.
It does.
But as with all things in life, there are always a few practicalities to consider. What about the booking terms? Anything unusual there?
Nothing out of the ordinary, really. Yeah. Standard stuff like a 50% charge per person if the number of participants decreases less than 5 days before arrival.
Oh, yeah, of course, to protect the venue from last-minute cancellations.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the unique setting, the meticulously planned agenda, the thoughtful approach to cultural integration, even the financial implications. What are your final thoughts on this fascinating retreat proposal? What stands out to you the most?
What impresses me most is the holistic approach they've taken. They're not just focusing on the practicalities of the merger. They're addressing the human element as well.
Yeah.
They're creating a space for vulnerability, connection, and shared experiences.
And they're doing it all within the enchanting backdrop of a Swedish Helsingagård.
It's a truly unique and inspiring approach to bringing two companies together.
I couldn't agree more. It's a reminder that business at its core is about people.
It is.
And when you create an environment where people feel valued, heard, and inspired, amazing things can happen. Yeah. But that leaves me with one final question for our listeners. If you were tasked with designing a retreat to bridge the gap between two merging companies, what elements would you prioritize and why? It's something to ponder as we wrap up our deep dive into this intriguing Swedish adventure. Thanks for joining us.
Day 3 is about taking those aha moments and turning them into concrete action.
Okay, so it's like the implementation phase.
Yeah, exactly.
So no more hiking or saunas.
I doubt it. It looks like they have a workshop planned.
Okay, workshop.
Specifically to capture the key takeaways from the walk and talk and turn them into actionable plans.
Ah, so they're bringing everyone back down to earth, huh?
Yeah, from the mountaintop of insights to the ground of getting things done.
I like that.
It seems like they'll be using a structured process to guide the participants.
Okay, what kind of process?
Well, first, they'll summarize the key themes and insights that emerge during the walk and talk.
Makes sense. Got to start with the big picture.
Right. And then they'll brainstorm concrete steps.
So specific actions they can take.
Exactly. Things they can implement back in their daily work.
Okay. And I'm guessing this isn't just a solo brainstorming session.
You're right. It looks like each group will present their action plans to the larger group.
So building in that accountability.
Yeah. Making sure everyone's on the same page and committed.
It's smart. It's like they're really thinking about how to make this stick.
They are. It's impressive.
But, you know, merging two company cultures isn't easy. How do they ensure those action plans actually work once everyone's back in their old routines?
That's the real challenge, isn't it?
It is.
It's one thing to come up with a plan in this idyllic setting. but it's another to actually implement it back in the real world.
Right, exactly.
But it seems like they've considered this.
Oh, how so?
Remember we talked about how they've woven cultural integration into the retreat itself?
Yeah, with the lodging and everything.
Right. It's subtle, but it's a really smart strategy.
I'm starting to see how it all ties together.
It's like they're creating a mini version of the merged company within this little Swedish farmstead.
So by the time they get back to the office, they've already had a taste of what it's like to work together.
Exactly. They've started to build those relationships and break down those barriers.
It's impressive. Really well thought out.
It is. They've put a lot of effort into this.
And probably a lot of money, too.
Well, speaking of money, the document mentions a price of 6,000 Swedish kronor per person for the entire retreat.
Wow. Okay, that's not nothing.
It's an investment for sure.
But when you think about everything that's included, the meals, the lodging, the activities, the saunas.
Yeah, and don't forget those stunning views.
True. Can't put a price on that. It does seem like a pretty good value.
I think so too.
It shows how seriously they're taking this merger.
Absolutely. They're not cutting any corners.
All in. All in.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the walk and talk to the final action plans. What are your final thoughts on this retreat proposal?
Honestly, I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too.
It's so well thought out, and they've really considered every aspect.
It's not just about merging two companies on paper. It's about bringing people together.
Creating a shared vision and a culture of collaboration.
And having some fun along the way.
Right, exactly. It's a good reminder that business is about people.
It is.
And when you invest in your people, amazing things can happen.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I want to leave you with one final thought. If you were in charge of bringing two companies together, what would be your top priorities? What kind of retreat would you design? It's something to think about. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.